This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen. It's her birthday, and she's coming up right after this.
Announcing the latest in GPS, in-car information systems.
Turn right. Okay, this is your street.
This system employs the golden voice of media darling Chick McGee.
Now proceed to your address. Pull in the driveway and park the car.
Chick takes you every step of the way.
Now walk up the steps, open the door, go up the hallway, turn right. There's the couch. Okay. Lay down.
Yes.
Introducing NapQuest.
Yeah.
What a day I'm having. I'm exhausted.
NapQuest with Chick McGee. Who better?
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jessica Alsman.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
Yep.
And there's Allie Breen. We're going to wreck some people's lives. And there's Tom Griswold.
Hey, Allie, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
thank
Allie.
Thank you.
Yes.
You look great.
Thanks so much. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
60, what is it, 62?
Exactly.
Wow, you look amazing.
Finally
for your
qualified
age.
For AARP. It's now, all happening.
Do you have special birthday plans?
No, nothing big. I'm going to do my friend Sheba's show and then going out for drinks with a couple of girls.
Okay. Where's your boy? Why isn't he taking you out?
So he's actually in LA. He's filming the show Call Me Cat. He's away. So, fellas.
That's a bit of a reunion for him, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Well, I don't understand.
So.
I don't know that I'm allowed to say. I apologize.
No. Yeah, it's a Mayim Bialik show. So,
yes, and they've worked together before.
Exactly.
So he's on Jeopardy?
That's
yes,
right.
Yes, yeah. He's on Jeopardy. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, he wishes. He loves that show. But no, it's a different sitcom. So yeah, so it'll just be, we'll see how wild it gets tonight. I'm on my own.
There you go. Good for you.
Well,
thanks.
Now, do you tell everyone it's your birthday so you get plied with drinks?
No, I think I used to probably do like the birthday month when I was in my 20s.
Why not?
<I'm done. laughs> Yeah, exactly. No, yeah.
Allie,
no,
you're not the type to wear a birthday girl sash?
No, and a tiara.
See, that's what I do every birthday. Birthday girl at the bar, sending shots, a lot of fun.
Well, sure. I was reading this article about Nashville and the problem they're having now with there's too many of those party buses.
No.
I guess they've actually, there are some laws now. They're not allowing, and I'm not making this up, there are no more inflatable penises are allowed on the party buses. When did it go from the...
I've seen inflatable penises at comedy shows a bunch, so they're getting them there somehow.
The bachelorette parties.
Can you imagine the factory that makes those?
Well, there's a new one. There's like, instead of a tiara, people wear like a headband around their head, and then instead of a unicorn corn, it's just the inflatable penis.
Oh, that's lovely.
What happened to the subtlety of the male member's straws? But again, I always think about
those are quaint now.
Someone that, you know, they're polluting some river in China, making these plastic phalluses for bachelorette parties and birthdays.
Important work.
Yeah, worth it.
How would that be on you mentally? What do you do all day? Well, I operate a machine that cranks out plastic penises.
Boy, I saw there's you can get like pasta in the shape of penises. Now you can get anything in the shape of a penis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone at any job has to make penises now, it seems.
Yeah, we had the pasta that someone sent us that.
Penne pasta.
Al's dente.
I love that, Willie. Al's dente.
Hey, that's it. Where do you stand on this? Tom contends that different pasta shapes taste differently.
Yeah, I'm with him on that.
No kidding.
I think so. Because I have a little brother who's a lot younger than me, and I used to have to make him dinosaur macaroni and cheese, and it was way better than regular macaroni and cheese.
I contend.
Definitely.
The SpongeBob shape tastes a little better because it holds the cheese better than regular.
That has nothing to do with the pasta flavor.
Yeah, I think
flavor.
So.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No, it does. Not the flavor.
There's no point in talking to these Philistines.
Pasta's pasta.
Exactly. It's the same ingredients. It's just a different shape.
It's the shape.
It's not that the pasta itself tastes different. I'm saying you get a different mouthfeel and a better experience.
The whole experience.
And it holds
different.
The cheese.
Yeah.
No.
I'll do it this way, Christy. Josh is made of the same ingredients as Sting.
Yeah.
First of all,
I wouldn't. I'd rather sleep with Josh.
You've got pretzel pieces. You've got pretzel sticks, pretzel twists, pretzel rods. They all taste the same. Like
There's a couple that have developed a pasta that is designed to hold the sauce better, and it's, by all accounts, amazing.
I'm not with you on this one.
No, shapes only matter in preschool and penises. Which, by the way, was the worst PBS show for a while.
They pulled that.
That got yanked. Some of those liberal New Yorkers thought it was okay. I'm going to get this pasta and prove my point. For example,
so you're gonna but you can't put sauce on it. It has to be just the pasta.
No, it's designed to hold the sauce.
That's not the flavor of the noodle.
So you're telling me that vermicelli tastes the same as ultra thin spaghetti?
Plain purple ketchup
tastes just like red ketchup. The purple and green, but no one liked it.
No,
because of color.
Of course,
yes.
Like really thick spaghetti tastes different than really.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Oh my god.
I think it's because the experience is different, which means the taste becomes different. Even if the actual taste when it's plain is the same, once you add stuff, it's different.
We'll get a chef with a palate in here to prove me right. Allie, do we have any letters?
Yes, we do. Dear Allie, I am in a relationship that's great. My girlfriend is insisting that I go to therapy. She says she only wants to be with someone who's going to work on themselves, but I don't need therapy. Do I need to go just to appease her, or can I hold my ground?
Yeah, this is going to get worse. Dump her now. Get out.
Oh, no.
What?
I would say give it a shot. I love therapy. It might not be your thing, but give it a shot. And if it's not, tell her that you didn't enjoy it.
And I think she's really saying that she wants this to work out, and she wants to work on the relationship, and communication's important, and... Yeah, there's nothing wrong with therapy.
She wants him to be as cuckoo as she is.
Christy, go to therapy aren't cuckoo, Tom.
Have you ever heard the expression that people go to therapy for the people in their life that won't go to therapy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. obviously penned by a hungry therapist.
Yeah. I don't...
No, I, of course, think therapy is great for whatever, but I just don't think you should force the guy.
I don't either, and I'm pro-therapy, so...
Do you think you would benefit from therapy, Tom?
In what way?
100%
100%.
Anyone.
I don't have
anyone
time.
Anyone in the world needs
therapy.
Maybe if my therapist would go on walks with me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Yes, we could absolutely
find
do that.
That should
sure.
be
my therapist
business.
Will do that.
We could 100%.
There's a walking therapy program?
Sure. She'll happily go on a walk.
Yeah.
Don't shoot your mouth off unless you know how it's going to turn out.
It's pretty nice, man. She and I, she'll walk and I'll be in the wagon. And I'll tell her my...
Now, are you lying down in the wagon or sitting?
I'm sitting at crisscross applesauce.
Yes.
Your therapist, do you lie down like in the movies?
No.
Sit in a chair, sit on a couch. Mm-hmm. You sit on her lap?
I like Santa.
Does she position her clock right behind your shoulder so she doesn't have to pretend?
No, in fact, she's too good at letting me run long.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I can get an hour 20 out of her.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not the famous 50-minute hour?
No way, man.
Developed by the greatest psychiatrist of all time.
Studies have shown.
I mean, we've got the 50 minutes therapy session and then the half-hour makeout session. So
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Very ethical.
Okay, good. All right. And next, we've solved that.
There's a therapist in New York that almost every comic sees, and he charges like $15 to $25 a session, and people go long. And I've always just been convinced he's writing a book at the end of the day. I was like, there's no reason for someone to be that cheap.
Yeah, that's cheap.
Allie, it would be funny if he ran it like a bar show, though. There was just some young open micer in the back giving the comics the light, saying that they need to stop their therapy.
Guys up. That's pretty much what the waiting room is. Yeah.
It would be funny if the psychologist said, you stole that bit from Louis C.K.
Now put it away.
Yeah, your problems are the exact same as mine.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Dear Allie, I just moved in with my boyfriend and he makes $90,000 a year and I make about $50,000. He has us paying equal rent and then he pays utilities. But I think it should be more like he pays all the rent and I pay utilities. Mm. When I brought it up, he says he's already being generous because we're sharing the exact same amount of space, so it should really be an even split.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Now I feel like more of a roommate than a girlfriend. What do I do? Oh,
you pay half. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Or yeah. A percentage. Do you think that's fair? You think?
I think you start selling him sexual favors and get it down to zero. You want a little of this? You're paying utilities and rent this month.
I think it's all just one big pot. Perfect. It's all money, and it just comes out of the pot. I don't know if you make it such
not really
business,
the way it is anymore.
A business transaction. I don't get that. But
when my girlfriend was living with me, when we were living together, I just paid all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I would. Yeah, absolutely.
So, but yeah. I don't know.
We're close to 50. Well, you know, it's probably like 65, 35. I don't know.
On who?
Me. I'm probably 35, 40.
Are you the breadwinner?
No.
Okay. So that's kind of what this girlfriend
wants. It's basically based off of a percentage versus if he makes more, he's going to pay a little bit more of the bills as opposed to being 50.
Which is what this guy's kind of doing.
It's all the same because maybe he goes and buys groceries and I don't have to buy the groceries, so it all adds up. But
well, you're the woman, though. You should buy the groceries.
Yeah. Shut your mouth, Josh. Shut your mouth.
Tell him.
And wait, what is it? What is it?
I buy bologna and bread and that's it.
Yeah. Sorry.
But by this guy's reasoning, if she gains weight, she's going to have to start paying more because she's taking up more space.
That's exactly right.
Good point. How did I miss that?
Probably eating more food.
Yeah, you got
more toilet paper.
You got to pay rent pound for pound. It's like weightlifting in high school.
And there better be a notary on site, okay?
I guess what we're trying to say, ma'am, don't get fat.
Yeah.
Allie, do you live with your boyfriend?
No, but I mean, I'm here all the time. But yeah, I don't pay anything.
Does he ask you to pay any of the bills?
No. But same thing, like I'll take him to dinner occasionally. I mean, which doesn't really even it out totally, but I'll throw some.
And I'm sure he really appreciates it when you take him to Wendy's. I'm sure it's a nice night.
Chick-fil-A, all the good places. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the problem is, too, I think people want the guy, if he makes more, to want to pay more, like to want to take care of somebody.
Right. But he's already paying more. I mean, he is paying more because he's paying utilities. So he is making an effort. He's not totally saying we're splitting everything in half.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a fine system. You split it down the middle, and then he gets a little extra from time to time.
But the fact they're arguing about it right now when they just moved in is a
bad sign.
Bad sign.
Bad sign.
Money is hard in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's move on. What else have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I have been married for 23 years, and I have 2 kids. My husband and I really haven't had a sex life for years, and now that the kids are out of the house, I want to revive it. Mm-hmm. When I've tried, he has trouble keeping it stiff, so to speak.
Yeah.
Do I suggest he takes Viagra or is that emasculating? Is there any way I could just get them and slip them into his drink?
Don't do that.
No,
that
no, don't try to not do that.
There
no.
could be there could be medical issue. There could yes. be medical issues
I would,
there.
I think it would be a very fine conversation to have.
Well, the problem is you've probably you've gotten older.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, now it's her fault. So she's well, not hot and he yeah. can't get it up because what? She looks yeah. bad.
Yeah. Might have got fat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, the answer yeah. might be right on the scale there, baby.
Drop a few.
There's your answer.
My goodness.
If you get on the scale and it says, hey, one at a time, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Have the conversation, I think. And there's other ways, there's natural stuff you can do, but also the medicine is better than ever right now. And it's more available than ever.
Yes, I think you're absolutely within your right to talk to your husband about this.
Yeah. Wait, the natural things were like those natural things that they sell on late night TV?
No. Natural,
like working on blood flow issues.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you're not exercising enough, you're not going to get.
You mean iron dicks, organic pills? are those fake?
Yeah, no, he's not up on the up and up there.
How you doing? I'm iron dick.
Those are hard to swallow.
No. Let me tell you something. We only use those.
Those are the biggest pills I've ever seen.
Are you having trouble with the old lady?
Hey, remember, they're friendly for all orifices. Next.
Talk to him. And also, don't you have to know what his favorite things are? Start doing it. I mean, just if you're doing those and it's still not working,
you have the conversation.
Yeah, have the conversation. Yeah. He would appreciate
it. I think it's pretty normal at this point.
Oh, Allie Breen is our guest. You can ask your questions about contemporary culture in the realm of relationships by going to Allie Breen on all social media platforms. Allibreen. And today is her birthday. 31.
Happy birthday. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Yes. What, have you gotten a present yet? Maybe from the parents?
I get a check from the parents.
Yeah, you do.
That's a good present.
Well, how's that different from every other
month? Yeah, that's always a nice
Yeah, speaking of paying half the rent, geez.
This is an assumption on my part.
Happy birthday, Allie.
Thanks, Daddy. Okay.
On her damn birthday.
Could we get to the next letter, please?
Yes, exactly. Dear Allie, I do all the cleaning in me and my boyfriend's apartment, and he's literally incapable of getting his pee in the toilet.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We have fights about it, yet he doesn't seem to change, even though he says he is changing. Is there a reason some guys can't aim or something, or is he just lazy? Seems like a point-and-shoot
mechanism. I think he works here.
Yeah.
I think that's every guy.
I don't want to get too technical, but there's a bifurcation of the stream. On occasion, where then you've got to choose while you're standing over the toilet, which stream do I have go in the...
But the toilet's wide enough. Isn't it a point-and-shoot thing?
That's a pretty big target.
Right, but here's what happens.
Yeah, that's a big...
Not if it splits 90 degrees.
All right, what happens?
The bifurcation really thing will happen. It's usually post-coital. But what can happen, I think what's happening here at work is when he's shaking, he's not over the toilet. He's not shaking over the toilet. It seems like here a lot of guys shaking on their way to the sink.
Someone's shaking with 20 seconds to go in there.
Right,
shake
right.
for me, girl.
Your best bet is to tell him to use the sink. That way he can get right up there and there's no...
You know, yeah, where you brush your teeth.
I've got a solution, you guys. You get one of those bath mats that goes around the toilet all the way. You get two of them and you swap them out every couple days and you make
sure... they're all pissy.
No, because you wash it very frequently, Josh, and that's why you're getting two of them. Every 2 days you replace it and you wash it.
I think it's unnecessary.
You're not supposed to put those in the washer.
Pee better.
With rubber bags.
I'm with her.
Yeah, and I think
shake over the toilet,
to...
and then if you see that, and then look, and if you see that you've made a mess, you clean it up.
Start leaving your applicators on the ground by the toilet. Your used applicators, your used stuff.
And he can, like, that's he can make a peak and make a pan flute.
We are really helping.
So I got a question. So those things that I don't have them at my house. Those things that go around the toilet that are like U shaped.
Yes.
My aunt always said this. You're not supposed to wash them.
No, you should.
I wash mine.
Oh, God,
if they have a rubber backing, it can mess up the washer.
Yeah, but I still wash them.
Yeah.
Okay. because those also make a really cool vest.
You mean the
you put them on like this and put a, put a clothespin in the back.
Yeah, for Chicago.
Nice furry vest.
And pubes.
You look like Sonny Bono back in the day.
I wear them
singing
when I go
got you, babe.
I wear them when I go to Red Lobster. Just no clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he may have the bifurcation issue.
Well, the other thing guys do, every guy's bathroom has shaving like pieces. Does anyone else see that too?
Yes.
Shaving pieces and pee. I think guys are just lazy.
I think so too.
The issue.
Yeah. They make it go down the sink.
You know,
sink
when you live with someone, there's going to be traces of that person.
Yes.
Believe me, I made the mistake of trying to live with someone, and I'm my presence. You can't tell if I'm there or not. That's the idea.
Lawyer. Since Willie moved out of my house, I use his old room as my office, and I've got my own bathroom down there.
Mm-hmm.
Although it has a bathtub shower, which I don't use because those should be illegal.
Mm. Put the bathtub shower in there.
Oh, Mark made me do it.
You have to have a bathtub in your house. You'll never sell it.
And then you have three more babies, and you had to have it.
You did.
Let's get rid of it now. The point is, yeah, we don't really share the bathroom, though, so I've got my own space.
Ah.
That's the key. That's
having your own
and
space.
Do you clean your own bathroom, Tom?
Yeah, oh, I'm very clean. I've got all kinds of toys and tools. I mean, down there.
he's got clogs.
Like, what are you doing?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher for Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.